请弟兄姊妹翻到雅各书第五章。
Our sisters will turn to the book of James, chapter 5.
读经之前，我刚刚有点感觉哈，就是上个周末不在家，我想这是我。
So before we read these verses, I had a feeling that last week, I wasn't at home.
这是我27年来头一次没有留在本地聚会。
And this is the first time in 27 years that I didn't remain at home to gather.
刚好有一个机会。在 DC 那一带有两个聚会，他们一起合并聚会，要我去那边有点交通。
I had the opportunity to go to Washington DC, and there were two fellowships there that had invited me to share.
我去以后回来有点感觉，看见在各地都有一些弟兄姊妹，虽然不多，但他们都有一颗很简单的心，有一颗羡慕追求主的心。
And so I had this opportunity to meet withthese fellowships, and even though there weren't many people, they had this heart of to pursue the Lord.
都是小聚会。
And they were all very small gatherings.
一个是大概不到50个人，一个大大小小大概60个人而已。
One did not even reach 50 people, and the other one might have been slightly larger, but it was between 50 and 60.
后来去了以后才知道还有另外一个更小的聚会，大概20-30个人，他们也一起来聚会。
And I heard that there was another smaller gathering as well, maybe 20 or 30 people that they were gathering together.
虽然人数不多，
even though there are not many,
那是里面有点感觉，感谢主，在每个地方的确有一些人蒙到神的保守。
We truly thank the Lord that wherever we go, there are still those that have received this.Blessing and this upholding by the Lord.
他们有机会接触到一些属灵东西以后，他们里面好像有点开启，愿意有更多的追求和认识。
And they have received some spiritual things from the Lord, and they had this desire to open up even more and receive even more from the Lord.
虽然我们很有限，虽然我们很有限
，even though we may be very limited.
那我里面感觉就是说，好像在。一些地方，一些小聚会，一些少数弟兄姊妹当中
，among all these various places, among all the small gatherings with very few brothers and sisters,
我想有机会应该去，和他们有点交通。
I thought that we should go and have some fellowship with them.
那我们在主面前的一点的领受的，也能够和他们一同分享。
And that we can share with them.Some of what we have received from the Lord.
这是我在主面前回来以后的一个很深的一个感觉。
This is a very deep feeling that I had after I returned.
好，今天早上我们继续来看雅各书第五章。
So let's continue to read James chapter 5 this morning.
我们在读第七，五章第七节上半段。
And we'll read verse 7.
弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。第七节，我说。
Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.
第九节，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。审判的主站在门前了。
Verse 9, do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door.
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
Verse 10, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We'll jump to verse 12.
读到20节。
And read to the end.
我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指的天起誓，也不可指的地起誓，无论何事都不可起。
But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath.
你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之中。
But your yes is to be yes, and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment.
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的，他就该歌颂。
Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises.
你们中间有病的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed.
一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，就三年零六个月不下在地上。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months.
他又祷告，天就下雨来，地也生出土产。
Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转。
My brethren, if any among you strays from the truth, and one turns him back,
这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
好，请我们低头一点祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢神，感谢你，当你复活日子，我们一同再聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this day of your resurrection, we can gather together before your throne.
当每次来到你面前的时候，我们真是有一颗心愿，更多来认识你，更多来得着你。
Every time we gather together, we have a heart that desires to know you more and wants to obtain more of you.
因此我们求主在这一点时间里面，你在圣灵里面来帮助我们。
We pray that in this time that the Holy Spirit would help us.
因着你的话，在里面再点亮我们里面的眼睛。
That your word would open the eyes within us.
让我们这些属乎你的人，蒙救赎的百姓，知道如何生活在地上来讨你的欢喜。
That your people, those who belong to you, would know how to live in this world and please you.
我们感谢你的话，是我们脚前灯，是路上灯，路上灯，带领我们走每一天的道路。
We thank you that your word is like a lamp to our feet that we can lead us every day of our lives. We pray that we would continue to live in your light and receive the provision from you. And may you in your fullness, continue to guide us.
把我们带到更高之处，好像我们所看见的不是地上短暂的，乃是将来永远荣耀丰富。
You would lead us to your heavenly dwelling place, that what we see is not the temporary here, but the eternal.
将在地上短暂年日当中，能够得到那永远的福分。
And that in this temporary time here on earth, that we would receive the eternal portion with you.
我们仍然需要主宝血的遮盖我们。
We need the covering of your precious blood.
这样来到面前，凭着信心，靠着恩典，来到你面前，来领受你自己丰富的话语。
And by a simple faith, we would come before you to receive your word.
我们这样祷告，都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，早晨我们继续来看雅各书。We
continue to read from the book of James.
我们说雅各书它是讲到信心和行为的关系。
And we have shared that the book of James talks about faith and deeds.
不仅我们是因信被神称义得到这个生命。
Not only by faith were we justified and have received this new life.
我们在神面前有一个称义的地位。
But we have this position that we have received before the Lord.
我们也要因行为称义，在人面前有一个行为来 表明我们实在是神所称义的人。
And we have to perform these deeds before men to testify that we have this position before the Lord.
所以雅各书不是一本讲到如何叫我们得救恩的书。
So James is not a book about how to receive salvation.
雅各书告诉我们，这些蒙到神救恩的人，应该把这个救恩，把这个生命，把它活出来。
James tells us that those of us who have received salvation should live out and demonstrate that we have
new life.
So that's why James continually says, my brethren, my brethren.
所以这是一本讲到基督徒行为的书。
So this is a book about the deeds of a Christian.
这个行为不是一个人道德的一个表现的行为。
This is not actions to
不是一个道德行为。
道德。These are not just moral actions.
有时候好像什么是道德行为，有时候是或是说生命的表现，好像我们不太容易分辨。
For us, it might be difficult to separate between just moral actions and the testimony of the new life.
好像外面表现好像是类似，有些相同的地方。
And so it seems to us that many of these outward actions seem to have a lot of overlap.
但是我们知道圣经里面所讲的，我们行为都是讲到一个生命，一个活生命的一个信心的一个表现。
But when we know that when the Bible talks about this outward testimony, it's living out a whole life.
而这个信心呢，是需要经过环境的一个考验，一个试验。
And this faith needs to pass through a period of testing and trial.
才能显出里面那个信心是活的，是个真实的信心。
To testify that the life that we have and the faith that we have is real and living.
所以雅各告诉我们说呢，一个真实的信心，它是有行为表现的。
So James tells us that true faith has these living actions.
所以在前面希伯来书十一章里面讲到十一章讲到信心的见证人的时候。
So in the previous book Hebrews chapter 11, when it talks about these witnesses of great faith.
一再说到他们因着信，因着信。
And it says by faith.
亚伯因着信献祭于神，他在神面前就得到称义的见证。
Abraham by
亚伯
Abel. Oh, by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain.
以诺因着信，他就与神同行。
By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death.
挪亚因着信，他就动了敬畏的心。
By faith, Noah and reverence prepared an ark for salvation.
亚伯拉罕拉合也不仅是因着信被神称义，也是因着行为称义。
And Abraham was not justified. So not only was Abraham justified by his faith, but also by his actions.
因为信心和行为是并行的。
Because faith causes us to act.
而信心也因着行为才能够成全。
And faith can only be completed through our actions.
所以我们看见这卷书呢，是写给在散布在各地的以色列十二个支派的那些圣徒们。
So this letter was written to the Christians scattered among the 12 tribes of Israel.
在使徒行传那里告诉我们说，当耶路撒冷教会在腓立建立起来以后。
And it says when the temple in Jerusalem was built.
因为我们看见教会在受了很大的逼迫。
At first we see that the Christians there were persecuted.
所以门徒就散居到各地去，进到外邦的世界。
And so that the brethren separated from Jerusalem and spread across the world.
当他们散布在各地的时候，他们信心在那里受了试验，受了考验。
And when they spread out, their faith was tested and tried.
我想从雅各书收信的对象里面，我们可以看到他们当中就有两种不同的情形。
So from the contents of the book of James, we can see that their situations had two general categories.
有一般人的确是被称为弟兄们。
One group of people, they were called the brothers.
但是在这个世界里面，他们的信心就受了试验，受了考验。
And that in the world today, their faith was being tried and tested.
他们在那有些人，他们就渐渐离开主。
And among them, some of them slowly left the Lord.
所以从雅各书里，我们看见有一般人，的确他们是蒙恩得救了。
So in the book of James, we see that there is a group of people that, although they are saved,
但是他们在那爱世界。他们在那以世俗为友。
But they loved the world and they lived in it.
他们在那以地上的事为念。以地上的事念。
So they cared about the things of the world.
他们在那为自己积攒钱财。
And they gathered money for themselves.
他们在那享受宴乐。
And they enjoyed and they celebrated.
他们在亏欠人，甚至他们在那杀人。
And they injured others, and to the point they may have killed someone.
雅各说他们有苦难要临到他们。
And James said, the difficulty will come upon them.
因为有一天审判要临到他们。
Because he says that. One day judgment will come upon them.
但是我们也看到一般人他们离开散居到各地以后
But in we see the other group of people that when they spread out across the world
他们信心也受考验当然因着信他们胜过世界
That even though their faith was also tried and tested they overcame
他们在为信仰在那受苦受逼迫
And for their faith they sufferedsuffer persecution.
所以雅各有一些话是对那些人好像偏离了正道的那些神的儿女们说的。
So the letter of James seems to go out to both of these groups of people.
那有一些话好像也是对着那些在苦难当中因着主的缘故受逼迫的弟兄们说的。
And some of these words are written to those who were under the yoke of oppression.
所以在第刚读到第五章第七节那里就对这一般人说话。
So in James 5 verse 7,
他说
that verse was written to those.
他说弟兄们要忍耐直到主来。
So therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.
这让我们看见这一般在苦难当中的神的儿女们。
That these brothers and sisters who are suffering.
他们应该要在一个盼望当中来过生活。
That they are to live their lives in hope.
他说：“你们要忍耐，直到主来。”
It says, "Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord."
我们知道，当我们信主的时候，是因着这个信心叫我们被神称义。
We know that when we believe in the Lord, it is our faith that justifies us.
叫我们因信不至于灭亡，反得永生。
That by faith we receive, that we will not perish but have eternal life.
这是我们信得救时候的一个信心。
This is the faith that we have when we are first saved.
但罗马书第八章那里保罗告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8, Paul tells us
当我们那么信主我们因信得救的时候
that when we are justified by faith
他说我们得救呢是在乎盼望
that we are saved to hope
那意思就是说当他们因着信得救的时候
so that when we are saved by our faith
他们也因着这个信心看见将来有一天他们有个极大的盼望就是主的再来
that we have this future hope that is the returning of the Lord.
因为当主再来的时候他我们要身体得属那么得到儿子的名分
that when the Lord returns that our bodies will be saved and we will have received adoption as sons.
所以信心不仅叫我们得救
so faith not only causes us to be saved
这个得救起初得救让信心也叫我们看见我们是一个有指望的人
This faith also tells us that we are a people of hope.
我们在活在地上，乃是活在这个有指望当中，等候主的再来。
We are living in this hope that the Lord will one day return.
特别在苦难当中，这一般神的儿女们，他们需要就是有一个盼望的心。
So for the brothers and sisters who are in this suffering, what they really needed the most was this heart of hope.
所以一个真正的信心，乃是显在这个盼望的生活里面。
So true.Faith is demonstrated when we live with this hope.
所以他们眼目不是顾到地上这些短暂的事物。
So their eyes are not fixed upon these temporary things here on earth.
他们的盼望还是在乎将来那永远的产业和荣耀。
Their hope is in that eventual eternal inheritance and glory.
所以雅各在这里告诉他们说：“你们要忍耐，直到主来。你们当忍耐，坚固你们心，因为主来的日子近了。”
Therefore.Be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.
这个信心，这个忍耐，能够叫他们心，叫他们心可以得坚固，一直等到主再来。
You to be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near.
他说主就在门，站在门前了。
And he says that the Lord is standing at the door.
那就是说，只有一隔一个门之间，主很快就进来了。
And it tells that all that separates us from the Lord's return is this.Single door.
也因着这个信心，他们不受环境的影响。
And that by this faith, they will not be impacted by the surroundings.
他们能够坚持到底。
They'll be able to endure until the end.
因为他们知道有一天主要再来。
Because they know that one day the Lord will return.
另外一方面，他也对他们说：“弟兄们，你们不要埋怨。”
And secondly, he says, brethren, do not complain,
免得受审判,
that you may not be judged.
也许他们在苦难当中有一些是从世界而来, 给他们压迫,
in their suffering, maybe some of them are suffering oppression from the world.
也许有一些难处是从神的儿女, 给他们的一些难处,
and some of their difficulty might be from other brothers and sisters.
所以他说到, 弟兄你们不要彼此埋怨。
So it says, brethren, do not complain one against another.
表明说他们活在神百姓的当中说的确有些问题, 因着他们坚持在神面前那一颗坚定不移的信心。
So it tells us that their situation is that they may have a disagreement with one another.
而那些好像已经偏离主道路向着世界而去的那些神的儿女们。
And they may... There may be some brothers and sisters that have fallen away to the world.
就给他们一些难处，给他们一些或是说给他们一些不好的一个，给他们一些压力。
And so these brothers and sisters are causing other brothers and sisters to have some difficulty or pressure.
所以雅各才说你们不要彼此埋怨。
So James says, do not complain against one another.
因为有时候从世界从外邦不信主给我们一些难处，好像还可以忍受得住。
As if to say that sometimes the pressure from the world or from the non-believers is more endurable to us.
总是觉得说啊, 反正他们是不信主的, 我们就比较容易宽容, 好像比较容易过得去。
That, oh, because they don't believe in the Lord, we can say to ourselves, it's okay, we can endure.
但是都是从神的儿女, 从彼此弟兄姊妹相处的当中所带给我们的难处。
But the difficulty or pressure from other brothers and sisters, it seems as if we are less able to handle it. And under such a circumstance, we would have complaints. But James says, do not complain against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. For the Lord's sake, they were suffering and under persecution. And I believe that this was part of the Lord's plan. But if you're in such a circumstance and you complain, you will fall into the judgment of the Lord. Although there might be children of the Lord in incorrect
circumstances.
Or like the beginning of chapter 5, those other people. They who are living for themselves to enjoy themselves.
他们甚至在那定了义的罪，在那把他们杀害，他们也不抵挡他们。
You have condemned and put to death the righteous man, and he does not resist you.
若一个有信心的人，他处在这环境里面的时候，
if someone who has faith and is living in these circumstances,
可能也许那些事也发生在他们身上，
maybe these things had happened to them as well.
他们里面可能有一些怨言，有一些不满的地方，
and they might have some complaints or some.
若是在那里不满的时候，自己也是落在神的审判里面。
And if they let out that complaint, they will fall under the Lord's judgment as
well.
So James says, do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. You have to endure until the end, until the Lord's return. And in verse 10, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
他再来说, 在这里有一些榜样, 你们可以来看, 来笑话他们。
He says, here's an example of people that you can follow.
他们是怎样在忍耐而熬过这样的, 试炼呢?
How do the prophets endure through the suffering?
雅各就举出亚伯忍耐, 做一个榜样。
So James took the example of the endurance of Job.
若是我们去读耶伯书的时候，我们就看见亚伯那个受苦实在是极其大的一个苦难。
If we read the book of Job, we see that his circumstances were very extreme.
圣经告诉我们说他是一个完全正直人，他是敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
We see that the Bible describes him as he was blameless, upright, fearing God, turning away from evil.
神也赐福给他。
And the Lord blessed him.
那有一天撒旦就来挑战。
One day, Satan came to accuse him.
这神说，亚伯他敬畏你不是没有原因的。
And he said that Job reveres you not for no reason.
是因为你保护他，你用篱笆把他围起来。
It's because you are protecting him. You've surrounded him with a fence.
你又赐福给他，让他生出跟他儿女那么多。
You have blessed him and you gave him so many children.
撒旦就在挑战说，若是神你把这些都撤掉的话，把保护撤掉的话。
And so Satan said, if you took away all these things from him, then he would not revere you any longer.
神在那容许，就是神在那说，好吧，我就把这些拆掉，拆，保护把它拿掉，看看亚伯是怎样一个人。
And so the Lord agreed and said, so fine, you can take away all the things that he has.
所以神就容许仇敌在攻击亚伯。
So the Lord allowed Satan to attack Job.
一日之间，他儿女都死掉了。
And in one day, all of his children died.
一日之间，他所有牲畜牛羊都没有了。
And in one day, all that he had, all of his livestock were taken away.
并且他全身从头到脚都长了毒疮。
Also, he had sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot.
所以我们看亚伯他所受的这个苦难实在是非常大的。
So we see the suffering of Job was very great.
后来又他三个朋友本来是要安慰他，最后三个朋友在指责他。
And he had three friends come to visit him who were there to comfort him, but in the end, they were accusing him.
这些话更是成为亚伯的一个极大的试炼考验。
And this time was a great test for Job.
但是当亚伯经过这些苦难以后呢,
But after Job went through this suffering,
他在看见自己实在是一个自义的人。
He saw that he was a very self-righteous man.
他在看见自己实在是一个无知的人。
He was very ignorant.
说了许多无知的话，让神的心在那不能够表明出来。
And he said many ignorant words that couldn't express the life of the Lord.
经过这些苦难以后，亚伯说一句非常宝贵的话。
And after he went through all these trials, he said a very precious thing.
也是我们常常会引用的熟悉的一句话。
And it's a phrase that we may use ourselves.
亚伯在说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
因此我厌恶自己，就在尘土骨灰当中懊悔。
Therefore I retract and I repent in dust and ashes.
亚伯经过这些苦难以后，他不仅认识自己的那个光景，他更是认识神自己。
When he went through his suffering, Job not only learned who the Lord is, but he also learned of himself. When he was obeying the Lord previously, it might have just been in his head. But now he reveres the Lord because he has experienced the Lord himself. And there he could also pray for his three friends.
结果神就使耶伯从苦境当中转回过来。
And so the Lord revived Job from out of his suffering.
赐给他的是比他从前的加倍。
And he gave him more than what he had before.
从前亚伯他的养只有7000只。
Previously Job had 7,000 sheep.
现在神赐给他14,000只。
And now the Lord blessed him with 14,000 sheep.
以前他骆驼只有3,000只。
He previously only had 3,000 camels.
现在骆驼有了6,000只。
And now he had 6,000 camels.
从前他只有500对牛。
Before he only had 500 yoke of oxen.
现在神赐给他1,000对牛。
And now he has 1,000 oxen.
从前他只有母驴只有五千只。
Before he only had 500 female donkeys.
他现在有1,000只母驴。
And now he had 1,000 female donkeys.
刚好是一倍加倍。
It's exactly double what he had before.
从外面看, 亚伯的牲畜的确是加倍神赐给他的祝福。
From outwardly, it was that the Lord had blessed Job even more.
而就属于来说, 这个加倍, 他当然得着一个长子的名分。
But spiritually, you see that he has received this firstborn double portion.
双倍的祝福。
This double blessing.
因为长子他比其他弟兄多得一份。
Because as a firstborn, he receives an extra portion compared to the rest of his
siblings. 这说明亚伯经过苦难以后呢, 他属灵生命成长到一个地步, 他成熟了。
So it shows that Job, in his spiritual journey, he has matured.
他得到长子的名分, 他得到双倍的祝福。
He has received the firstborn's portion, this double blessing.
长子是表明他是有尊贵荣耀。
A firstborn represents that they have this extra honor.
他的权力是超过众人。
超过众人，超过其他的人。 So their authority is more than the others.
所以我们看见一个人在受苦当中，他忍耐，然后等候主再来的时候。
So when the brothers and sisters endure the suffering and await for the coming of the Lord.
这苦难炼尽他，叫他属灵生命在那成长，在那成熟到一个地步，他得到这个长子的名分。
When these brothers and sisters endure until the end, they will grow and be able to receive this firstborn blessing.
他得到尊贵荣耀权柄与主同作王。
They receive this glory and honor and authority to reign with the Lord Jesus.
这就是罗马书第八章告诉我们，当有人主再来的时候。
That's what Romans 8 tells us, that one day when the Lord returns,
我们要身体得赎, 我们得着儿子的名分,
that our bodies will be redeemed and we will be adopted as sons.
那就是我们成熟长大, 我们可以承受神双倍的祝福。
That when we are matured, we can receive this double blessing from the Lord.
所以我们看见受苦就不突然了。
So we see that the suffering isn't just
coincidence.
So we see that the Lord may place us in difficult circumstances.
It
has a purpose.
That
our life would be built up. That after this testing, that our life will grow. And that we would be able to live our lives more like the Lord Jesus.
当主再来说，我们就能够与主同得荣耀。
And when the Lord comes again, we will receive the glory with Him.
一同掌权。
And we would reign with Him.
哇，这是神赐给亚伯的双倍的祝福。
So this is the double a blessing that Job.
不是外面看得见的物质的东西。
It's not just the things that you can see outwardly.
那是一个属灵的福，是一个属灵的生命。
But it's a spiritual life.
所以雅各才在这里一再鼓励他们说：“你们要忍耐，直到主来，因为主来日子近了。”This
is why James encourages the brethren to endure until the coming of the Lord.
所以一个信心真正有信心的人，乃是显在一个等候主来生活里面。So
someone who has faith lives in a manner of this awaiting of the Lord's return.
活在一个盼望的里面。They're
living in a state of hope.
因为他知道，等到有一天主再来的时候。
Because they know that one day when the Lord returns,
他得到儿子的名分,
they will receive this adoption as sons.
因着这个盼望,
and in this hope of glory, they can endure all the persecution. Because what they hold dear is not what they can see. Because that is temporary. Because what they care about is that which is eternal, that they can't see.
对那些弟兄们说，我的弟兄们最要紧就不可起誓。
It says, "Do not complain, brethren."
往在这里，
oh, no, do not swear.
在这里就回应到主耶稣在马太福音登山宝训里面所说的话。
And this returns back to what the Lord Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount.
说到一个天国子民的生活。
Of the life of someone who will enter in the kingdom of heaven.
所以信心的生活实际表现在我们生活里面，就过一个属天的生活。
So that the life of faith is a spiritual life.
也就看见一个天国子民该有怎样生活，乃是活在信实的里面，活在真实的里面。
And someone who is living in the heavenly kingdom is living in truth and in faith.
他说不要起誓，不可起誓。
Says here, do not swear.
我们看见今天人为什么需要起誓呢？
Why do people need to swear today?
因为他说话不够信实。
Because their words are not trustworthy enough.
所以人不相信他的话。
So other people will not believe their words.
所以当他说话的时候，让你相信的时候，他就在发作起誓。
So if they want other people to believe what they're saying, they have to swear an oath.
所以我们知道，我们常常是活在一个不真实的里面，活在一个不信实的里面。
So we can see that we are often living in a untruthful condition.
我们当说话的时候，有时候是夸大了。
When we speak, sometimes we exaggerate.
是形面上都我们说许多增加的话。
And we may add extra words to what we're saying.
有时候我们说话又减少，让他们打折扣。
Or we may try to
打折扣。
It kind of discount some of the things we're talking about.
所以我们是活在光景里面，所以人才不相信我们的话，人才需要这边启示。
And so other people may not believe exactly what we're saying, so we have to swear an oath.
所以有时候我们说话的时候，人家说啊，这个人说话你要打折扣。
And so we may say about someone, oh, this person when they speak, you have to cut what they're saying.
就是我们这个人不是那么真实，不是那么实在。
Because sometimes what this says is that we are not always truthful.
有时候多说，有时候又少说了。
Sometimes we may exaggerate or
才需要这么启示。
Or reduce what we're talking about.
并且是他在这里启示的是指的天启示，又是指的地启示。
And here it says people swear either by heaven or by earth.
什么是指的天地启示呢？
What does it mean to swear by heaven or earth?
就是指着天地的主来起誓。
It is to swear by the God of heaven or earth.
天地的主他是最大，所以我们找一个最大的人、最大的神来为我们做保证、来做背书。
The God of heaven and earth is the greatest being, and we're basically asking him to be a witness.
若是这样的话，那人就先会相信我们所说的话。
And if that's the case, then other people will believe our words.
正如今天若是在我们地上，有时候做一件事情，要说一些话。
Today here on earth, when we have to say some things to do something.
若是我们找一个非常伟大人物、非常尊贵的人来为我们背书的话。
We may look for someone who is full of honor to back our words.
那人一定会相信我们所说的话。
Then other people will truly believe what we have to say.
我们说这个人都有这样的人来替他保证了，那还有什么不能相信的呢？
And we say, if this person has these kind of people backing up what he says, why there's nothing about what he says that we cannot believe.
但是天地的主神是不为人做保证、做背书的。
But the God of heaven and earth will not back up our words.
雅各是说，你的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
James says, "Let your yes be yes, and your no, no."
有时候我们不敢说是，或是说不敢说不是。
Sometimes we may not want to say a solid yes or no.
是要保护我们这个人。
To protect ourselves.
不受亏损，不受伤害。
So that we will not be made ashamed or suffer loss.
所以有些话我们就多说一点，有些话我们就少说一点。
So we may say something more or something less.
都是为了保护我们自己。
In order to protect ourselves.
所以一个真正有信心的人，一个过一个信心生活的人，他看见神是他的保护。
But someone who is living by faith knows that the Lord is their protection.
神会带领他，神会护着他一切。
God will watch over them and be responsible for all that they need.
他只要学习活在那个真实里面，活在信实的里面。
And they only need to learn to live in truth.
说是就是，不是就说不是。
But their yes is yes, and their no is no.
感谢神，耶安书信再来告诉我们。
Thank Lord that the book of John tells us.
他说我们知道神已经将智慧赐给我们。
That the Lord has already given us understanding.
使我们赐给使我们认识那真实者。
That we know Him who is true.
我们也真是在真实里面。
And we are in Him who is true.
就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。
In His Son Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣他是真实的。
Because the Lord is true.
我们今天我们得救，我们不仅认识这个真实者，我们也是在这个真实的里面。
And because we are saved, not only do we know Him who is true, we are in Him.
所以，当一个人在信心里面，他就学习住在这个真实者里面，住在这个信实的主里面。
So someone who is living by faith will learn how to live in Him who is true.
自然而然，我们在那里就不会起誓。
And naturally, we will not need to swear.
也不需要起誓。
We won't need to swear.
我们在说话说是就说是，不是就说不是。
When we speak, our yes will be yes and our no will be no.
因为再多说就是出于那二者。
Because anything else is from the evil one.
为什么是出于二者呢？
Why is it from evil?
为什么今天人活在不真实的里面，活在不是不信实的里面呢？
Why do people today live in falsehood?
因为我们今天是活在这二者掌权这个世界里面。
Because we are living in a world that is controlled by the evil one.
所以我们就活在不真实的里面，活在不能够信实的里面。
So we dwell amidst falsehood.
即使人在发作起誓的话，也不能照他所起誓的话去做去行。
And if someone is swearing by their words, then we still can't believe them.
我们看今天许多政治人物。当他们在竞选的时候，说许多的保证的话，说许多他们要做的话。
So today we see many politicians they give all these promises.
多少人是照他当初所说的话去做呢？
How many of them actually accomplished the words that they first promised?
因为人是一个虚谎的人，一个不真实的人。
Because man is a liar and filled with falsehood.
自然他所说的话呢，就不是那么真实。
And so what they say is not true.
所以当人在那里说是或说不是的时候，
So when someone says yes or no,
他就不会落到审判里面。
And they're living by faith, they will not fall under judgment.
所以雅各才说不可起誓。
So James says, do not swear.
我们只要活在基督里，活在信实里面，这是个信心生活的表现。
We just need to live in faith and in truth. This is the expression of faith.
因为我们所信的主是真实的，是信实的主。
Because the Lord we believe in is one that is true.
我们今天是住在这个信实的里面。
We're living in the truth.
自然我们在说话的时候呢。
So when we speak,
是我们就说是，不是就说不是。
If
it's 不需要多说。
Yes, then we will say yes. If it's no, then we will say no. We don't need to add anything else.
底下让我们看见一个信心生活实际的表现，乃是在他的祷告。
And another expression of our faith is in prayer.
在这里说，你们中间有受苦的，他就该祷告。
Says in verse 13, "Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray."
前面在那向人起誓的时候，好像在向人说话。
When someone is swearing before in the previous verses, they're speaking to someone.
在那里指着天地而起誓。
And they're swearing by heaven or by earth.
要神来替我们做保证，替我们背书。
We're asking the Lord to be our witness.
但是神不会照着我们所说的话来做事，来成全。
But the Lord may not act according to our words.
而现在保雅各就回到另外一个，就是在这里受苦的时候要向神祷告，向神说话。
But here in verse 13, James is saying, if we're suffering, then we have to pray. We have to speak to God.
并且向神说话祷告是有果效的。
Because speaking to God, praying,
神在那要听，神在那要来成全
has an effect. Because there, the Lord will hear and He will act.
祷告在第一章里面，雅各已经提到了呀。
Praying, James had already spoken about.
在第一章里面，那里告诉我们说，当我们都在百般试炼当中的时候，信心受试验的时候。
It says in James, when we are When we encounter various trials,
我们要求神赐给我们智慧。
We have to ask that the Lord would give us understanding.
我们要凭信心求，不要疑惑。
We have to ask in faith to not be misled.
所以到了末了，雅各又在说到祷告的事情。
So at the end, of James, he also brings up prayer again. 所以我们看见一个信心生活的,
另外一个表现呢, 说在祷告生活里面把它表明出来。
So a life of faith is expressed in a life of prayer.
在信心的生活里面说到我们是依靠神,相信神。
When we pray, it says that we believe in the Lord and we rely upon Him.
我们不是靠自己来过基督徒的地上的生活。
We're not relying upon ourselves to live a Christian life on earth.
所以信心是由行为表现的。
So a life of faith has these actions that testify.
表现在我在生活里面，我要常常的投靠他，来仰望他，来祷告他。
And those actions are that we would often rely upon the Lord and pray to Him.
所以一个人都是说他有信心，他从来或者很少到神面前来向神祈求，来祷告他，来依靠他。
If someone says that they are living a life of faith, but they don't come before the Lord in prayer.
这不是真正的信心。
This is not a real faith.
所以信心是有行为的。
Therefore, faith has actions.
这个行为呢，是表现在祷告生活里面。
And these actions are expressed in the actions of prayer.
他说：“你们受苦的时候该祷告。”
It says, "When you are suffering, then you must pray."
我们知道地上苦难都是从始祖亚当犯罪以后。
We know that all of our difficulties came about after our ancestor Adam.
对，进到世界里面。
And sin entered into the world.
苦难就临到这个地上。
And suffering came into the world.
不仅不信的人要受苦难，信主的人也要受许多苦难。
So not only will the non-believer experience the suffering.
特别在这个恶者掌权的这个世界里面。
But believers will also suffer, especially in this world that is controlled
人更是没有平安。
By the evil one, and so we
看见,
will not have peace.
所以我们看见地上充满许多苦难。
So we see the world is filled with all sorts of,
充满许多灾难,
of suffering and tribulations.
这个大别圣经它是说这个受苦, 它是 suffering evil.
And the Darby translate this verse suffering as, "Are you suffering from evil?"
我不知道这个中文应该是怎么说，这是遭受于。 恶者还是怎么样?
And so the Chinese translation may be changed to
suffering.
So often suffering is associated with the evil
one.
Especially when we are God's children. In Thessalonians, Paul says, we are destined for these afflictions.
虽然是命定的，但是感谢神，我们有一个权柄，我们有一个恩典，我们可以随时来到神的面前来向他祷告。
Even though we are destined for these sufferings, we have this ability, this privilege to come before the Lord.
知道他仍然是管理一切。
And we know that He is in control of all things.
一个人在受苦当中来祷告神的时候，他里面信心就得到鼓舞。
When someone who is suffering prays before the Lord, then his faith will be encouraged. That regardless of our situation around us, today the Lord is seated upon the throne. If it was not by his will, then none of these things would have come upon us.
当信心在受试验的时候呢，因着他有这个信靠心，他在那里就能忍耐到底。
And if he has this heart of faith, then he can endure until the end.
他忍耐就能够成功。
And his endurance will be successful.
所以在第一章里面告诉我们说，这个信心经过考验，就使我们这个人成全完备，毫无缺陷。
So it says that our faith will be completed, and we would be lacking in nothing.
我想，好像话又回到第一章里面了。
And so these words seem to go back to the beginning.
这一切经历呢，都是叫我们这个人魂得救。
That these experiences will be there to
叫我们生命能够成长。
Redeem our souls.
神在我们身上工作能够成功。
That the work of the Lord will be accomplished within us.
所以受苦不是突然的。
So suffering is not coincidence.
受苦是与我们有益的。
Suffering has meaning for us.
神乃是借许多环境，就是叫这个人最终能够成为一个他心意的一个花表。
That it would grow the life within us, that we would be able to have this testimony of,
叫我们生命能够老练成熟起来,
of his life within us, and that our life would be matured.
在受苦的时候,他头一个就是回到神面前来祷告他。
So the first thing someone should do when they're experiencing suffering is to pray to the Lord. And sometimes the Lord would allow us to experience something that will make us joyful.
Is
anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises.
说不管是受苦,不管是在那边经历到一点喜乐的事情,头一件事情仍然是回到神面前来。
So whether we are suffering or experiencing something that will bring us joy, it is the first thing we should do is to return to the Lord. So someone who has this faith, the first thing they would do is to seek the Lord. No matter what situation they're in, whether it's going smoothly or not going smoothly for them. The first thing that they would think about is the Lord Himself. And that the Lord is the first place in His heart. When He experiences a situation, the first thing He thinks about is not people or other people.
So, 当你这样想到神的时候，自然而然你他里面就充满了喜乐，充满了盼望。
When he thinks about the Lord first, he is filled with joy and with hope.
保罗也劝勉我们说，你们要常常靠主喜乐。
Paul tells us we should rejoice in the Lord.
他说，我再说你们要喜乐。
I say again, rejoice.
什么？怎么样才有喜乐呢？
What does it mean to have this joy?
主说，在世上你们有苦难，但是在我里面你们有喜乐。
In the world, you may have suffering and affliction, but in me, you have joy. Even though this is a world so difficult, and the things that may bring us joy seem to be very few. If we learn to abide in the Lord and live in Him, then we will naturally be filled with His joy. And the Lord will be their source of joy. And in their faith, they would consider themselves blessed.
所以喜乐,
is someone cheerful, then he is to sing praises to the Lord.
那底下说,你们中间若是有病的呢, 他们就可以奉主的名用油摸他，哎，为他祷告。Verse
14, is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil.
说到我们有病的时候，我们要祷告。Says
when we are sick, we have to pray.
我们知道生病有很多不同原因。We
know that there are many reasons, for illness.
再一个，一般的生病的原因都是因为我们身体上或者说没有好好照顾好我们这个身体。
On the most basic level, when we get ill, it's because we do not take care of our bodies.
受环境影响，我想这是一个自然律。
Or we were impacted by the environment. This is the most simple.
该吃饭没有好好吃饭，身体就病了。
If you were supposed to eat, but you didn't eat very well, then you will get sick.
天冷该多穿点衣服，不穿就着凉就生病了。
If the outside weather is cold and you didn't wear enough clothes, then you'll get sick.
我想这些病，照自然律，我们应该是看医生、吃药，病自然就好了。
In many of these cases, we'll go see a doctor, we'll take some medicine, and we'll recover from our illness.
当然我们要祷告主，求主帮助，也叫我们病能够得医治。
And we should also pray to the Lord that our illness will be healed.
这是一般生病的情形。
This is our normal experience with illness.
但是在这里，雅各所说的生病可能不是这一般的情形。
But the illness that James talks about here may not be this simple illness.
他说要请教会长老来为他祷告。
He says he must ask for the elders of the church to pray for him.
因为这个病可能不是一个自然现象所造成，而是一个属灵背后有一个属灵原因在那里。
This may not be an illness with a physical cause, there might be a spiritual. It's not an illness that a doctor can cure. Because the root of it is spiritual.
所以必须用属灵的方法才能得以得解决得医治。
Therefore, it would require a spiritual solution to it.
可能这个病是因着人得罪神，神的管教临到他身上。
Maybe it is because this person has sinned against the Lord and is receiving discipline from the Lord.
也可能是仇敌的攻击。
Or maybe an attack by the enemy.
造成一种病，这种病好像不是那么容易得医治的。
And his attack comes in the form of an illness that is not easily healed.
所以后面就讲说，他若犯了罪，也必得赦免。
And it says at the end of 15 that if he has committed sins, then they will be forgiven.
你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
And verse 16, therefore confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed.
所以很显然在这里雅各所造的病呢，是一个属灵原因所造成的一种病。
So the sickness that James is mentioning here is likely to be one that has a spiritual root.
所以这样的病呢，必须借着祷告。
So for this sort of sickness, we have to pray.
所以今天让我们看见在我们生活里面
So today in our lives,
有一些重大事情被临到我们身上，发生在我们身上。
Maybe some heavy burdens that have come upon us.
或是有一个病临到我们身上的时候。
Or when a disease comes upon us.
我们首先呢不是去求人。
First, we should not. The first thing we should do should not be to ask other people.
我们首先来到神的面前，来到主的面前来寻求他，到底为什么会遭遇这些事情。
First, we should seek.The Lord to ask Him why this has come upon us.
我还明白背后原因是什么。
When we understand the reason behind,
我想这是信心生活的一个态度。
I think this is the attitude of a life of faith.
也是信心生活实际的表现。
And the expression of the life of faith.
面对生活上许多遭遇，我们想头一件事仍是回到神面前来。
No matter the situation that comes upon us, the first thing to do is to come before the Lord.
当一个人回到神面前来的时候，自然而然他里面就会比较清楚，会比较明白。
And when we come before the Lord, we would become more clear and understanding of what is happening to us.
这里说要请教会长老来祷告。
Here it says, ask the elders of the church to pray.
我想每一个人都可以替别人代祷。
I think everyone can pray for another person.
因为后面也讲说你们要互相代求。
Because it says later, you should confess your sins one to another.
所以可见的确我们都可以任何事情我们都可以为弟兄姊妹有需要的时候可以替他们代祷
So in any situation we can pray for our fellow brothers and sisters
但这里假如说要请教会长老来
But here it specifically says call for the elders of the
church 因为底下说出于信心的祈祷就要救那病人主必叫他起来
Because in verse 15 and the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick
因为当遇到这样一个比较重大事情的时候
Because when we encounter these more difficult things.
我们常常觉得我们信心非常软弱，我们没有信心。
We may feel that our faith is very weak.
好像我们不知道该面对这样的事情怎么样去处理。
And we won't know how to deal with the situation.
而是啊，雅各说，然后找这些表明说他们在属灵身上的确好像比我们比较成熟老练的。
So when it says calls for the elders of the church, he's calling for people that.Appear to have more experience with the Lord.
似乎他们祷告起来是比我们有信心的。
And then when they pray, they seem to pray with more faith.
神借着他们祷告，在那要做事，在那成就神所要做的事情。
And the Lord uses their prayer to accomplish His will.
我在说不是说只有少数人可以为人家祷告。
So I'm not saying that only a few people can pray for others.
因为刚刚提到说，后面的确也告诉我们说，互相要代求。
Because later it says we should pray for one another.
每一个人都有权，这个权为人祷告的一个恩典和权利。
Everyone has this grace and ability to pray for another person.
但的确在某一个情况、某一种情形当中，的确需要那些年长的来帮助我们去祷告。
But in certain specific circumstances, we need those who are older or elder to pray in faith for us.
替我们祷告。
To pray for us.
因为他们的确能够按着神的心意来替我们祷告。
Because they will know how to pray in the Lord's will.
这样问题可以得到解决，这样病可以得到医治。
So that our problems can be solved and that our sickness can be healed.
但是底下讲到另外一种情形，另外一种祷告。
But continuing on, there is another kind of prayer.
它是义人的祈祷所化的力量是大有功效的。
The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
前面讲到是一种信心的祷告，有功效。
previously he was talking about a prayer that is offered in faith is has an effect.
这里是讲到义人的祈祷是有功效的。
Here it says the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
什么是义人呢？
What is a righteous man?
我们都是因信称义的义人。
We are all of those who have been justified by faith and called righteous.
但是我们说到雅各书，它是重在义人的行为生活。
And so the book of James talks about the actions of a righteous man.
所以我想在这里讲到义人，不是单单他是一个称义的地位的一个义人。
So what I think about when this definition of a righteous man here, it's not just a person who has been called righteous.
这里的义呢，是说到他是有个义的行为，有一个对的生活。
But here he has a righteous life and acts righteously.
所以耶稣信也告诉我们说，行义的才是义人。
So James tells us that only someone who acts in righteousness is a righteous man.
那是讲在经历生活里面称义。
That in the experience of their life, they are righteous.
所以一个因信称义的人，因着他有一个对的生活，他有一个行义的生活。
After someone is justified by their faith, they have this righteous life.
这样的祷告所发的力量是有功效的。
So someone in that state, when they pray, their prayer it can accomplish much.
所以这个可以看见为什么我们常常觉得祷告没有功效、没有力量呢？
So this can explain why oftentimes we may feel that our prayers don't seem to have much of an effect.
我们是不是有一个义的行为，是一个对的神行为，是一个神所喜悦的一个生活行为？
Are we living a righteous life? Are we living the life of Christ within us?
只有一个人活在这样光景里面，这样他祷告起来就有力量，就有功效。
Only someone who is living in such a manner will their prayer accomplish much.
神是听见义人的祷告啊。
So the Lord listens to the prayers of a righteous man.
那底下就讲到以利亚祷告的一个榜样。
And it gave example of Elijah.
他说以利亚这个先知。他和我们是一样性情的人。
It says, Elijah, this prophet, was a man with a nature like ours.
我们读旧约列王记上的时候，我们看见以利亚在那加密山上的一个表现。
And when we read the Old Testament, we find the story of Elijah.
他一个人面对450个假先知，那个拜巴利的假先知。
He alone faced 450 false prophets of Baal.
以利亚在对他们挑战说：“你们可以祷告你们的神，叫你们神降火，把那个坛上的柴跟牲畜把它烧掉。”
He says, "You can pray to your God and see if He will burn the offerings on this altar."
那些假先知他们唱啊跳啊，一点声音都没有。
And so these false prophets they sang and danced and nothing happened.
以利亚说：“若是从天上降下火来，表明你们所信的是个真神。”
And so Elijah said, if you know, fire comes down from heaven, then it will testify that you are worshipping a true God.
所以我们看见他们所拜都是假神，所以没有什么事情发生。
So we see that they are worshipping a false God and nothing happened.
但是以利亚他所信的是个真神。
But Elijah, he believed in a true God.
所以天上就降火把坛上的那个柴跟牲畜就烧了。
And when he prayed, then fire came from heaven and burned the offerings on the altar.
然后他们就把那些假先知全部都杀掉了。
And so they killed all the false prophets.
所以我们看见以利亚在那个加密山上所显出的是何等刚强有力。
So we see how powerful Elijah's prayer was.
但是当时最邪恶的那个以色列王亚哈把这些事情告诉他妻子耶洗别的时候。
But when the evil king of Israel Ahab told his wife Jezebel these things.
耶洗别就要杀以利亚先知。
Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah.
以利亚听见的时候就拔腿而跑。
And when Elijah heard this, he became fearful and ran.
才刚刚显出那刚强有能力的一个先知。
This prophet who just demonstrated such faith.
忽然之间听到有人要杀他，他就赶快逃命。
When he heard that someone was after his life, he fled for his life.
所以很显然，以利亚也是一个普通人而已。
So here we see that Elijah's like a regular person.
所以雅各才告诉我们说他是和我们一样性情的人。
So James says that he has a nature like ours.
他逃到一棵罗藤树底下,
and he fled until he sat under a juniper tree, and then he requested that he might die. He was weak.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord that Elijah has a nature like ours.
但他在那里恳切祷告说求不下雨，天就三年六个月不下雨。
But Elijah, when he prayed and asked the rain to stop, it did not rain.
3.5 years.
But when he prayed again, then the rain came.
所以我们看见为什么天能够让它能够下雨就下，不下雨就不下雨呢？
So why is it that when he prayed for it to not rain, it did not rain, and when to rain, it did rain?
因为他在祷告的时候是按着神的旨意所要做事情来祷告。
Because he prayed according to the will of the Lord.
因为以色列离弃神，也离神去拜偶像。
Because the Israelites had left the Lord to worship idols.
神的心话就是叫天不下雨，让地饥荒。
And so the Lord's will was that it would not rain, and that as a punishment for the land.
而以利亚处在那个世代当中。
And Elijah lived in that time.
他能够在那个邪恶世代当中，他为耶和华站立得住。
That in such a wicked time that Elijah would be able to stand for the Lord. Because he knew he believed in a real God. And though he had his weaknesses and his areas of deficiency, and he has a nature like all of ours. But because he had a righteous life. In that wicked generation, he was not swayed by men. And he was this lone prophet there. And he had the courage to stand before the king of Israel and say, the reason for the suffering is because of you. Because he was a righteous man. And the prayer of a righteous man is effective and accomplished much. Because he lived in righteousness. And the Lord heard his prayer. And because he prayed according to the will of the Lord acted.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord that we are not just justified by faith. We have to live righteously.
我们不仅要信心,
we should not only just have faith, but we have to have action. This is the true faith.
那后面一小段说到，你们中间若是有失迷真道的，有人使他回转。
And the small section, my brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save his soul from death. And it tells us how to live our lives as the body of Christ.
失迷真道应该是说，在真道上有一些错误。
If someone among us strays from the truth,
都是有人把他叫他回转过来。
Someone else turns him back,
叫他从迷路上能够转回过来。
That can lead him back from being lost.
这个人魂就不死。
That person's soul will not die.
那就说他魂生，他就蒙到拯救。
It says he will save his soul from death.
并且要遮盖许多的罪,
and will cover a multitude of sins.
因为这个人若是不继续在这个错误正道上奔跑的话,
so, because if this person no longer strays from the truth,
他能回转,
you can turn back to it,
许多罪就不会再发生了,
and a multitude of sins will no longer occur.
感谢主, 最后仍然讲到一个福音得救事情。
Truly thank the Lord that at the end he talks about the salvation of
the soul.
I think this is a very important message in the book of James.
信心有行为就是叫这个人分得救。
Faith with actions can cause a soul to be saved. 我们
的天然人的生命渐渐减少。
And our natural man will be reduced.
基督的生命在我们身上增加。
And the life of Christ will grow within us.
我们就脱离自己，然后更多基督的生命就更多组织在我们身上。
We put off ourselves and take on more of Christ.
我们就能够成全完备，毫无缺欠。
So we would be mature in the Lord.
这就是一章一开头的时候，雅各已经告诉我们了。
This is what James says in the very beginning.
你的信心有行为。
That faith produces.
你的信心上面熬炼试炼。
That the testing of our faith produces endurance.
能够经过忍耐到底，能够成功。
And let endurance have its perfect result.
我们魂就得救了。
The salvation of our soul. 我们就能
进到完全里面。
We may enter into completeness.
我们生命就能够完全。
And our life will be made whole.
这是神拯救我们的一个目的。
This is the reason why the Lord saved us.
求神再怜悯恩待我们。
May the Lord continue to be gracious and merciful to us.
借雅各书的话。
And by the words of the book of James.
让我们彼此在神的恩典上一同来追求，一同来勉励。
And we continually pursue together the Lord.
将这些不仅因信称义的人。
That we will not just be those who are justified by faith.
要因行为，也要因行为称义。
And by our actions, we'll demonstrate.
不仅有信心，我们要行为。
Not only will we have just our faith, but our actions as well.
常借着行为得以完全。
And that by those actions, our faith will be made complete.
讲到这里。
Let's conclude our sharing. And I will conclude the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have spoken to us this day.
天父，我们要感谢你，你今天向我们说话。
And you have encouraged us to strengthen our faith.
你鼓励我们使我们的信心得力量。
And that we would be able to live out the testimony of the faith that we have placed within us by you.
让我们能够因为你在我们心中所给我们的信心，说我们能够活出来。
And that we would have this testimony of action based on our faith.
借着我们的信心在我们的行为上能够有见证。
Lord, once again we thank you.
我们再度的感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we'd like to turn to the bulletin.